This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. One of the winners in yesterday's elections was a man familiar to those in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County, but someone who'd been out of elected office for a period of 2 years. Well, Jeff Irwin is back. Jeff has been a member of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. He served three terms as 53rd District State Representative. Now, Mr. Irwin has won election to be the next state senator from the 18th District. And congratulations on the win, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and good morning.
I know you spent the better part of the last year campaigning for this office, but how else were you keeping yourself professionally occupied since you left the State House at the end of 2016?
Well, I started up a small communications and public relations firm. My main client was the legalization campaign, so I got very involved in the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol, became the political director of that operation, and I spent a lot of 2017 trying to make sure that that got on the ballot, both because I think it's the right thing to do and because I knew it would have a positive impact on turnout and excitement around this election.
And it certainly drove people to the polls. I don't think there's any question about that. And obviously, you are pleased with the outcome of Proposal 1.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was a strong supporter of all three of the proposals. And it's great to see them pass last night because during the 6 years I spent in the House, you know, I was in the minority the whole time, and those were all policy proposals that I was involved in supporting in the legislature: nonpartisan redistricting, no reason absentee voting, making voting easier, and criminal justice reform. So it's great to see all of those ideas pass at the ballot.
What are your broad takeaway from yesterday's state house and state senate elections?
Well, I think people are pretty angry with Donald Trump, and I think they're pretty frustrated with the lies that are coming out of the White House. It's people, I think, are reacting across the political spectrum to this idea that you can have somebody in the White House who is just saying things that are untrue on a regular basis. It's poisoning our political culture, and I think a lot of people are really frustrated with that, and you saw the results of that yesterday.
And you see the trickle down right into Michigan and then into the local elections as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Trickle down.
What about the top of the ticket outcomes in Michigan? Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, will assume the governor's office in January. Secretary of State is going to a female Democrat as well. Based on that configuration, are you encouraged about where we may go?
I'm very encouraged. I got a chance to serve with Gretchen Whitmer when I was in the legislature. I found her to be smart and capable and principled, and so I'm really excited to see what she can do in the governor's office. I've known Jocelyn Benson for a long time, and she wrote the book on Secretary of State. I think she's going to be just the consummate professional in there and is going to do a great job.
By the way, we're talking with Jeff Irwin, who will return to Lansing in January. He had been term limited out of the State House at the end of 2016 and yesterday won the 18th District State Senate race. There's been a lot of talk about how the party makeup is changing. Democrats running further to the left and demanding that kind of policy. Republicans running further to right and demanding that kind of policy. So if that is the direction that the parties themselves are heading, where is there room, as you go to the state Senate, for the bipartisanship somewhere maybe more in the center?
Well, I think our political spectrum in the United States has been shifting to the right for decades. And if ideas like universal access to health care and clean water are now left-wing ideas, I certainly hope we're going to move to the left because we've been lurching to the right for a long time. The way I approach it in terms of my legislative work is I try to focus less on the horse race and the politics and just on the ideas and approach my colleagues on the basis of a good idea, try to find good ideas that move Michigan forward that can pass bipartisan muster. And I've had a lot of success with that in the past around issues like promoting clean energy. You know, there are jobs, there are economic opportunities for the state, and, it's an answer to climate change long term. And so those are the kinds of things that I think we have an opportunity with. Criminal justice reform, there's another issue where I found a lot of bipartisan support, a lot of folks on the other side of the aisle who want to do some things different around restorative justice and juvenile justice. And so those, substance abuse treatment, I think, is going to be another opportunity to reach across the aisle and say, hey, look, we're in the grips of this opioid crisis. Let's get serious about providing help to people who want it and get rid of these waiting lists for treatment. Those are the kinds of things I think can transcend partisanship. And that's what I try to do when I'm in the chamber is just approach my colleagues as human beings, not as Democrats and Republicans. We can always pull out the long knives, just before election time.
As you prepare to take office, do you have any concerns about the upcoming lame duck session and what that may leave in your lap once you arrive back in Lansing?
Oh, I have tremendous concerns about lame duck. I always do. I think it's a dangerous time. And, frankly, I think it might be nice if we had some alterations to our Constitution that required a supermajority or something like that during lame duck. Because what happens is, as your question suggests, when, you know, a party like the Republican Party has had a stranglehold on state government for so long, now an element of control is slipping away from them, it creates an impetus for them to roll out the red carpet for their donors and you know, make all sorts of changes at the last minute. And when they do that, it is as distant as possible from the next election and as distant as possible from accountability to the voters. And I think that's the fundamental problem. You want the legislators to always feel that the voters are watching and are holding them accountable. That leads to better results.
I have to ask, we just went through another time change, and you have consistently called for an end to daylight saving time in Michigan. Are we going to see you introduce that bill again?
Yeah, well, probably. I mean, it's not something that I spent a tremendous amount of time on, but it's something that people have very strong feelings on. And it's something that, you know, I certainly agree the time has come to change that. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've thought over the years that, you know, maybe, you know, the right thing to do is to try to get other states in our region to join us and introduce some sort of legislation that might, you know, have some sort of trigger clause. Because I do think that the one thing that would be frustrating if Michigan were to be, you know, the first state to, I guess, join Arizona in stepping out of daylight savings time, well, then, you know, people who are doing business in Chicago and New York would have different time schedules at different parts of the year, and that would be a little frustrating. But this whole idea of moving our clocks around is kind of unnecessary. I'd like to go to the summer schedule year-round.
I'm kind of with you, but I can't have an official opinion, so...
Yeah, it makes for darker mornings in the winter. That's the rub on my idea, darker mornings in the winter. But winter mornings are already pretty glum, and you know, we can keep the later summer light. That's what I'd like to do, but it's not something I'm going to spend a tremendous amount of time on in my office, but I'll probably put together something that moves in that direction.
Well, once again, Jeff Irwin, thank you very much for the time, and congratulations again on your win.
Thank you so much. It's a real honor. Thank you.
That is Jeff Irwin, the 18th District State Senator-elect. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU.